Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Mallory Hendry here with Andrew Hood and Greg Masick. It's minus one and overcast with light flurries outside our East York studio, quite the change from the beautiful spring weather we had earlier this month. Now here are the headlines. President Obama makes a surprise visit to Iraq. The biggest earthquake Italy has ever seen leaves the country scrambling to pick up the pieces. A local couple faces the devastating decision to take their baby off life support, but their hope to help others through organ donation is causing controversy at SickKids. Now to our top news story. President Obama makes a visit to Iraq today to support the troops. He says they are doing extraordinary work and putting their hearts and souls into the war effort. For safety reasons, the trip wasn't made public in advance and no itinerary is available. Obama will be handing out 10 Medals of Valor while in Baghdad. Aftershocks from the major earthquake that hit Italy on Monday continue today. The quake left over 200 dead and 15 missing. Doctors are tending to well over 1,000 injured residents in field hospitals after the main hospital was hit. The Italian Prime Minister says the government will take care of the thousands left homeless. He plans to build a new town for those who lost their homes. It was the worst quake the country has seen in decades. Still on international news, University of Toronto students are staging a protest against the latest violence in Sri Lanka. Members of Scarborough's Tamil community have family members back in their home country. They show their support by wearing T-shirts with Stop the Genocide printed on them. Selena Mann reports.
It is a typical day at University of Toronto Scarborough. Most students walk to their next class discussing their upcoming midterms. But some students are more concerned about the genocide in Sri Lanka. Dinesika Mahindran is one of them. Mahindran is Tamil and her family is from Sri Lanka. She says she believes the civil war has gone on for too long. The Tamil Tigers rebel group and the Sinhalese government have been fighting for 25 years. The violence has recently escalated to what some Tamils are calling genocide by the Sinhalese government. Mahindran says the situation is worsening.
Medical supplies can't get in, food can't get in, water, nothing. There's actually been attacks on a lot of hospitals down there. In fact, one hospital had two, three attacks, and they're working with the bare essentials. They don't have any medical supply.
Mahindran also has family in Sri Lanka.
Personally, my family's okay over in Sri Lanka. One set lives in Colombo, and one lives in Jasnet, in a village where it's controlled by the government, so it's not a war zone, but it's affecting me as a, not even as a Tamil member, but as a person, seeing women and children being killed. Children, I saw a video where a boy, he lost his arm and he was bandaged, and he was just like, look on his face. I was like, no hope.
Mahindran, like other members of the Tamil community, wants the violence to stop and hopes that protesting this genocide will put pressure on the Canadian government to intervene. Selena Mann, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
Coming home now, in Toronto, a family is hoping to find meaning in their tragedy. Jason Wallace and Crystal Vitelli have a 2-month-old daughter with a fatal form of a rare malformation of the brain. With the hope that Kaylee's death will give life to another critically ill infant, her parents want to take her off life support and donate her heart. They saw a story in a local paper about a 1-month-old named Lillian who has a condition that leaves her blood without enough oxygen. They contacted Lillian's parents to offer the heart to them, but doctors say it's difficult to predict how long it will take Kaylee to leave us, and the lack of blood to her heart may cause damage to the organ. Also, SickKids says it might not be up to the parents to choose who receives the heart. It depends on the transplant waiting list. The issue is still being debated, and the tension is mounting. Kaylee's parents don't want her to suffer any longer, and Lillian can only survive a few more weeks without a new heart. So, so sad. A Canadian man has forced the evacuation of the state capital in Madison, Wisconsin. Adam Leon, 31, stole a plane from a flight school in Thunder Bay, a small town in the north of Ontario. On his 7-hour joyride, Leon led U.S. fighter jets through 3 states. He finally landed in Missouri. After the plane touched down on a dirt road in a small town, the man bought a Gatorade at a convenience store and waited to be arrested. There's speculation he had hoped he would be shot down by the fighter jets. Definitely a bizarre story. We'll have to see how it develops. Well, that's all for the latest news. Have a good afternoon, and let's hope the weather gets better. Let's hand things over to Andrew Hood for sports.
Thanks, Mallory. The Jays expect a major drop in attendance today at the Rogers Centre, and the fact that they won't be serving any beer isn't helping. Almost 50,000 people packed the Rogers Centre to see the Jays defeat the Detroit Tigers 12-5 in the season opener last night. Today, 1/3 of that number is expected. There won't be any beer at the game because of license violations from last season. Part of the penalty is that the center can't serve beer at two Jays games and one Argonauts game. Pitcher Roy Halladay threw for 7 innings after making a franchise record by starting his seventh season opener. Latest in hockey now, former Montreal Canadiens general manager Serge Savard said today that he is ready to make a deal to buy the Canadiens. Savard said that he and his real estate partners are ready to make a deal as soon as the team's owner confirms it's for sale. The owner of the Canadiens is currently consulting financial firms to decide how he can go about getting the best deal. Savard won 8 Stanley Cups playing with Montreal Canadiens and 2 as general manager. On to football now. Canadian Football Hall of Fame inductees were announced earlier today. The chosen 5 will be inducted into the Hall of Fame during formal ceremonies in September. The inductees include a linebacker, 3 linemen, and longtime Calgary Stampeders director Tony Anselmo. The new inductees will raise the Hall of Fame membership to close to 250. In other news, Canadian curler Kevin Martin led his team to victory this morning in a morning game at the Ford World Men's Curling Championship. Martin and his team beat Switzerland 8-3 in just 7 ends. The Canadians are now leading the championship after winning 6 straight games and not taking any losses. The team will be challenged this evening, though, when they play against Norway, who are also undefeated. In high school sports, gyms fill up every week during the winter for indoor games. The players all work during the day, and they play the game to get a little exercise and to unwind. Will Sen has this report.
Let's go, Black Coles! Watch the shot!
Good stuff, good stuff. Keep it going.
They're standing in a circle smoking outside of a high school gym. You wouldn't guess it, but they've just finished playing an hour of high-intensity sport. Every Wednesday night, they gather at Malvern Collegiate for a 5-on-5 indoor soccer league. Their team is the Black Toes. Not So Pro is a recreational league that attracts players from around the city who just want to get a little exercise and have some fun. But sometimes, the players develop a high level of competitiveness.
Good chase, that's a good chase.
John Osborne has been playing soccer for most of his life. He says that while he's playing for recreation and not necessarily for the competition, the games can sometimes get a little rough.
No, it's part of the game. You know, it's a competitive sport, regardless of no matter what level you're playing. Everybody wants to win, and you know, it's, you know, contact's part of it, and it's all in the sport, right?
Osborne's teammate Mark O'Day has been playing soccer for 30 years. He enjoys meeting new people and says soccer is an excellent forum. He says that the teamwork involved in playing the game can be complicated.
If you play soccer properly, it is like chess. There's a lot of thinking to it. So when you have a bunch of strangers to get together for 13 days of a year or whatever and play together and play as well as we do, I think it's pretty cool.
O'Day believes that soccer is in his blood because he's Irish. The first gift he remembers getting from his father was a soccer ball. And while he isn't going to pressure her, he hopes that his newborn daughter can continue the family tradition. Will Sen, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And that's it for sports. After the commercial, we have Greg Masick with the latest buzz in entertainment.
Well, this is going to be great.
Yeah, this thing goes really high, doesn't it?
If you're scared, just hang on me.
Oh!
Here we go.
Honey, snap out of it. It's embarrassing.
Ah!
Playland, now open daily. Admissions include unlimited access to 25 rides.
Welcome back to the show, and hello everyone out there. I'm Greg Masick, and here's your entertainment news. Think of it as modern art meets modern education. The next generation of contemporary artists is creating a multimedia spectacular in Toronto's East End. Steve Darley has this report.
Multimedia art exhibits are nothing new to the city of Toronto. This one, though, is a bit different. The artists are very young. The location is their school, William Burgess Elementary in East York. And for one night only, they transform the school into a live-action art gallery. In a tribute to Toronto's world-famous Nuit Blanche, they called the exhibit Nuit Burgess. The artist used a mix of styles from traditional paintbrushes to modern-day digital images. Performance art, including music and dance, also took center stage. The night was a celebration of multiculturalism. Teacher Mark Baker was quite literally thrilled with the event. His class performed their own version of Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Decided not to have the conventional, concert sort of thing, and we took a page out of the whole Nuit Blanche and decided to have lots of art installments all over the school, and we decided to do part of a dance, really, and so we decided to do the Thriller dance.
Hundreds gathered for the exhibition, and the school was buzzing with activity and excitement. Parents were thrilled and flocked the hallways and classrooms eager to see their children's creativity. Tazia Alexio Pipilas has a son in grade 2. Both of them had been looking forward to the event for weeks.
It's worth it because I see my child like looking forward every day coming to school.
School principal Lynn Strangway was pleased that all 300 students were involved in the exhibition in one way or another. Even with a chaotic start, she can't wait for next year and the second installment of Nui Burgess. Steve Darley, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
In other news, Farrah Fawcett is reportedly in better condition than previous reports have stated. Her doctor told an Associated Press reporter that the Charlie's Angels star is in hospital for cancer treatment, but isn't on death's door, as her producer first reported. The doctor says that she's in hospital receiving treatment for a blood clot that likely formed as a result of treatment for her ongoing battle with cancer. She's expected to leave the LA hospital in a matter of days. Rumors have it that Octomom Nadia Suleiman has gone against her word and penned a deal to have her own reality show. According to PerezHilton.com, the show will not only follow the life of Suleiman and her 14 children, but will also feature her search for new love. There's no word yet on who bought the show or what it'll be called. The only condition? The word Octomom can't be associated with the program. And in some truly shocking and upsetting news from Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan and her girlfriend Samantha Ronson have broken up. Lohan made the announcement last night after denying all weekend that the breakup had happened and told E! News, quote, "We are taking a brief break so I can focus on myself." And that's all for the entertainment news. Thanks for listening. Now let's send it back to Mallory for the wrap-up.
Thanks, Greg. That's the news for now. You can hear more coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet on ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here down at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.